Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Micah Bornstein, who is Director of Education at South Shore Arts, who is here to tell us about an exciting upcoming exhibit and education programs related to it.
That's right. The Maurice Sendak Memorial Exhibition will be running at South Shore Arts in the main gallery from February 14th to April 12th. And normally, Bridget Covert, our director of exhibitions, would be the person to talk a little bit about this show. But since there's a pretty substantial educational component to it, John invited me to come by and invite teachers and youth groups, be they Big Brothers Big Sisters or the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts, to come to see this exhibition and participate in a monster drawing workshop led by one of our South Shore Arts instructors.
So Maurice Sendak was the author of Where the Wild Things Are, famous children's book.
Yes.
But with a twist, not some nicey-nicey idea of a children's book, but kind of scary about, I think his name is Max.
Yes, Max. Not just scary, but with a sort of impertinent, precocious child who doesn't get his comeuppance in the end, really.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I've actually find most noteworthy about Maurice Sendak, apart from the wonderful drawings in all of his books, but the element of fear and horror that he thought young people were equipped to deal with, and mm-hmm. and adults didn't agree always, but young people overwhelmingly delighted in the stories.
So the exhibit preceding the Sendak exhibit, we could mention that too, because we kind of paired the two. It's called Things That Go Bump in the Night, and that's up currently at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts in Munster. And Bridget curated that and selected a number of artists whose imagery is akin to Sendak's in its monstrousness, and it's been very popular.
Yeah, well, very popular, actually.
Very popular, and we've been selling a lot of art out of that exhibit. That's amazing to me that people like these kind of horrific, they're not horrific, they're horrorific images. And so that's the prelude. We're calling the whole thing Wild Things from this first exhibit, then on into the Sendak exhibit. And this is a nationally touring exhibit. It's been everywhere. It's been at the Museum of Science and Industry mm-hmm. once upon a time. It's been at the Disney Family Museum in San Francisco. And so we're quite proud to have it come to us in Munster, Indiana, for the people of Northwest Indiana and south suburbs of Chicago. And I think it's great that we are going to do a lot of programming with it for kids to get their families to bring them in and see it. So there's a family. In fact, there's a family arts day.
Yeah, I mean that's one of the other public events that's in conjunction with this, is that we're having the open to the public sort of reception for it on February 23rd, and that is also the family arts day for the Center for Visual and Performing Arts. So in addition to South Shore Arts having the reception for the Maurice Sendak exhibit, the theater at the center will be participating in this Family Arts Day as well. And South Shore Arts will be holding an open house for our studio art classes. So families, adults, and young people who come will be able to try their hand at some activity that is representative of the classes we offer, be it ceramics or printmaking or drawing.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Give you a little taste of what it might be like to enroll and be able to take advantage of our facility.
Yeah, we like people to come and see what we have available there. And then we're going to have storytelling. We're going to have storytelling every week.
We're
all going to take turns.
We're all going to take turns. I think Bridget has some storytelling prepared for that Family Arts Day, but on Thursdays is when the educational component of this exhibit takes place. So if you're interested in scheduling one of these tours and arts experiences with some reading, then you would want to call me, Micah, the Director of Education, at 219-836-1839, extension 101, or you can call our Education Program Manager, Summer Scheringhausen, same phone number, but extension 103.
Good. And so this is for schools. This is for for anybody, any group. That
any
wants
group.
To, yeah.
Yeah. Homeschool, boys and girls clubs, Boy Scouts, so on and so forth.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Good. And the exhibit runs February 14th, Valentine's Day, through April 12th, 2020. Thank you, Micah, for being here to tell us about the Marie Sendak exhibit. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.